The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. Let us now hear wonderful piano playing. This is David Dubal in The Piano Matters. And I think it'll be a fine show with a wide gamut of wondrous piano music, excellent performances. And we have from Brahms, Fauré, and we'll listen also to George Enescu. Mettner will be on and more. So stay with me. Put your best listening ears on. Don't let the crass world intrude. That's not easy. And maybe we'll have an hour of real solitude and musical growth. From the Psalms, I say, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I begin our program with Gamal Gekic playing a Rossini song, La Regatta Veneziana, in Liszt's idiomatic arrangement. Rossini wrote many songs, and Liszt took 12 of them and wrote marvelous transcriptions, not of the quality, perhaps, of the Schubert transcriptions or others of his. Neglected, yes, but effective, yes. Thank you. You've just heard Gamal Gekic, born in 1962 on the Dalmatian coast of Yugoslavia. He played for us La Ragazza Veneziana. It's a song by Rossini in Liszt's effective piano arrangement. This is David Dubal. The series is The Piano Matters. And you can hear us every week, same time, same station. Speaking of Franz Liszt, as I was before, his American student Amy Fay from Mississippi wrote, "Everything that Liszt says is so striking. For instance, in one place where I was playing the melody rather feebly, Liszt suddenly took his seat at the piano and said, 'When I play, I always play for the people in the gallery, so that those persons who pay only the least for their seat can also hear something.'" Certainly Romania's major musical personality was George Enescu. Composer, teacher, taught Menuhin, played the piano, was a major violinist, and wrote music of great quality, so much of it not known, and much piano music even. I'd like you to hear a former student of mine. He's a pianist from Spain, and his name, Josu de Solaun. And he was the winner of the 2014 George Enescu International Piano Competition, and he's in the midst of editing the piano music as well as recording it. Well, let's listen to a piece composed in 1935, or at least the first movement of the Sonata No. 3 by George Enescu. Thank you. And that was a beautifully molded performance, I thought, of the first movement, Vivace con Brio, of the Ionesco Piano Sonata. You hear those Romanian folk themes intertwined with a classical sonata format, and played wonderfully, as I said, by Iosu de Solon. Do you like Brahms? Aimez-vous Brahms? Can one dislike Brahms? Few would think he was not one of the masters of the tonal art. But Tchaikovsky writes, I have played over the music of that scoundrel Brahms. What a giftless bastard. He has no charm for me. I find him cold and obscure, full of pretension, but without any real depth. The only thing Brahms and Tchaikovsky had in common, it seems, was that they were both born on May 7th. Immanuel Axe has always been a strong Brahmsian, and let's hear Mr. Axe in the tender beauty of the Intermezzo in A Major, Opus 118, Number 2, composed in 1892. Thank you. is it possible not to like or love this beautiful intermezzo by Brahms, Opus 118, number 2, and played with loving care by Emmanuel Ax? I am glad you are listening with me. Makes me very, very happy. The Piano Matters is heard every week, same time, same station, and we are a station that promotes the highest standards. All who work here are dedicated to the art of music. But to keep ourselves going, yes, we need you to reciprocate, to give us the necessary financial support to continue on our high level, to continue on our quest. So go with the throng who really realize that we are not just a radio station, but an important cultural institution. In Lord Byron's remarkable Don Juan, he says, "Let's have wine and women, mirth and laughter. Sermons and soda water can come the day after." And this is what Melchior, I love this name, Melchior de Santa Cruz says. If you add water to wine, it ruins it. If you don't add water to wine, it ruins you. Here comes Sandro Rousseau. He's an Italian who lives in the New York area. I know him. Splendid fellow. He's always on the lookout for unusual piano repertoire, and he finds it, and he plays it with panache. We are going to listen to Mr. Rousseau in Nikolai Metner's Sonata, number 1 in F minor, the 4th movement only. Sandro Russo doing a fine job in the finale of the first sonata, Opus 5, by Nikolai Metner. 1880, 1951, and he wrote 14 piano sonatas, each one worthy of a performance daily. Wisdom never lies, so said the great Homer in the Odyssey. Listen to what the great Shakespeare has to say. He knew all things and wisdom alike. Methinks, sometimes I have no more wit than a Christian or an ordinary man has, but I am a great eater of beef, and I believe that does harm to my wit. Yes, that was from Twelfth Night. Beethoven had intended his Andante in F major to be the middle movement of the Waldstein Sonata. The story goes that Czerny thought the movement too long and out of place in the structure of the sonata. Well, it seems Beethoven agreed and wrote instead the marvelous short intro to the third movement. And he published the Andante separately. I myself doubt the validity of the story, as Beethoven did not make such errors of artistic judgment. Anyway, the Andante became known as the Andante Favore, favorite Andante, and it was composed same year as the Waldstein, 1804. It's a good recital opener, and it's not very well known. Let's hear a performance by Sviatoslav Slava Richter. Thank you. And that was Richter in the F major Andante by Beethoven. This is The Piano Matters. I'm your host, David Dubal, and hope you had a good week, some good food, maybe you saw some good paintings, and I hope you had a chance to read something good. Time is becoming of the essence. We're so busy doing nothing, or at least I am, that getting a moment free seems now more difficult than it ever has been in my life. But Fauré is a divine musical creator. He's probably a cultivated taste. You know, some composers come right to you. Others, you have to go towards them. Fauré is the latter. Claude Debussy wrote, "The play of the graceful, fleeting lines described by Fauré's music may be compared to the gesture of a beautiful woman without either suffering from comparison." Let's listen to Edward Aldwell in the lovely Nocturne No. 4 in E-flat, Opus 36, by Gabriel Fauré, 1845-1924.
Thank you.
Edward Aldwell, playing very well, I thought. What did you think? The Foray Nocturne, Opus 36. Many pianists have been attracted to Rachmaninoff's perfect little transformation of Rimsky-Korsakov's Little Bee, The Flight of the Bumblebee. Rachmaninoff himself has a fine recording, and many people do. And so does George Bolette. So let's listen right this minute for 1 minute and 7 seconds, and the 7 seconds is the sting, perhaps, The Flight of the Bumblebee. Well, of course it was good. Bolette is a virtuoso pianist, and you heard a very even performance of The Flight of the Bumblebee by Rachmaninoff, at least in his transcription, from Rimsky-Korsakov. My dear old Cicero said, he is an eloquent man who can treat humble subjects with delicacy, lofty things impressively, and moderate things temperately. Born in 1830, Anton Rubinstein is indeed the father of Russian pianism. He was a titanic musician. In 1872, Steinway and Sons brought this great lion pianist to our shores, and listen to this. He gave 215 concerts in the span of 246 days. Yes, that is no mistake. Rubinstein's tour from the East Coast to Central City, Colorado, was one of the great musical educative events of the 19th century in the United States. Rubinstein composed, conducted, in fact, his composing was endless. He even wrote 11 or 12 operas, many songs, chamber music, and a 30-minute set of variations on Yankee Doodle. Many thought him to be a great composer, but time has hardly been kind to his vast output. A few of his piano pieces are occasionally played, Melody in F, Romance in E-flat, even the Piano Concerto No. 4. I have, though, a very effective staccato etude played very wonderfully by George Bolette. Thank you. you could play the Rubinstein Staccato Etude as well as George Bolet. And with those staccato touches, we conclude tonight's edition of The Piano Matters. Join me next week, please, for many more golden nuggets from the magnificent literature of the piano. This is what the astute Debussy thought of recordings. Should we not fear this domestication of sound, this magic that anyone can bring from a disc at will? Will it not bring to waste the mysterious force of an art which one might have thought indestructible? This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network. It is recorded at the Kaufman Music Center, home of Merkin Concert Hall, 129 West 67th Street in New York City. The producer, Rachel Katz. For a playlist, go to wwfm.org, click on Classical, and choose Search Playlists. The Piano Matters is made possible with the support of the listener members of the Classical Network.